Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to finish Maseches Eduyos, this most challenging and rewarding Masechta that covers so many topics from all of Shas, and we will begin Maseches Avodah Zarah. So, says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mekubal Ani Mirab Yochum and Zakkai, I have a tradition from Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, Shesham Mirabo, Rabbo Mirabo, Halachal Moshe Misinai, that goes back from teacher to teacher, all the way back to Moshe Misinai, Shein Eliyahu Ba'le Tami L'Tar, the Navi is not going to come to make families asur or mutter lerachik or lekariv, or to be merachik a family, or to bring a family closer to Klal Yisrael. Meaning, if we assume that that family is mutter, he's not going to say that it's asur, and he's not going to reveal family that secrets or something like that. And if we assume that it was asur and it was really mutter, he's not going to tell us that either. Ela lerachik hamakrov and bezroa, he's going to come to be merachik those families that we knew were really asur, but had forced their way in, and also to bring in those families that we knew were really mutter, but just were forced out. I mean, he's just not going to allow politics to play a role in it. There was a family called Beis Tzrifa, which was known to be mutter, and was on the Eivar Yarden. And Ben Sion, who was an important person, used his political capital, or his strength, to push them away, and he said that they were an Usher family. Vodacher says Hashem, there was another family there on the Eivar HaYarden that they knew to be Usher. V'kirva ben Sion b'zroah, but ben Sion liked them, so he was able to bring them in. Kugon Eli Eliyahu by the time of the Tyler Rachel Lekariv. That's where Eliyahu Navi is going to come in to deal with those situations. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lekariv Avlo Lerachik. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he'll actually be Makari families that were known to be mutter and people pushed away, but he's not going to be Merachik families that were known to be Usher, that people had used influence to bring them close. Once Klal Yisrael is accepted, then they become accepted. Rabbi Shimon Omer lahashvas ha-machlokas, that he's going to Eliyahu Navi is going to come take care of all the machlokas we have in Shas. Right, Tishbi Yitareitz Kushios v'Yibayos, that whatever questions we have, he's going to resolve. V'cham Ramam lo l'rachik v'lo l'kariv el lasu shalom ba'olam. He's not here to declare which families are kosher and not kosher. He's just here to make world peace. Shenamar hine enochi shaleich lechem es Eliyahu Navi veheishiv levavos habanim v'levbanim ala vosam. So he's going to make sure that everybody gets along with each other, and that he's going to solve all of the issues that Klal Yisrael has, and make peace among the Jewish people. So now moving on to Maseches Avodah Zarah. Lifnei Yedein Shel Goyim Shloshi Yom, 3 days before the holidays of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Asur Laseis V'Laseis Iman. You're not allowed to do Mekach HaMemkar, you're not allowed to do business with them, because we're afraid that on their holiday they're going to go and be moded to their Avodah Zarah, and then you will have been in violation of V'Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru Lo Yishama Al Picha, that you're going to cause Hoda'ah to Avodah Zarah. La'ashilan V'Lishal Mehen, you're also not allowed to borrow from them or lend to them an animal or any sort of kelim, because he's going to be very happy when a Jew borrows from him and needs his favor. Lahalvos and vilovos mehen, or to borrow or lend money to them. Leparin viliparamen, or to pay back a loan or receive a loan payment. Rabbi Domer nefratin mehen, neshu meitzel. Rabbi Domer says you can collect the debt that they owe you, because that's very upsetting to him that he has to pay that debt. Amalad Chum said alf pishu meitzel achshav smeichul lacharzman. He may be upset initially, but he's ultimately going to be very happy about that, and therefore you should not do that. So to review what we learned today, in the last mishnah Maseches Eduyos, Rabbi Shua had said that he has a kabbalah from Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai all the way up to Moshe Misinai, that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come to mess around with assumptions about families unless families were unfairly politically distanced or brought close, and he told the story about a particular family that was like this, and Eliyahu is going to come to be Mitar and Makari of certain families and Merachik others. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says Eliyahu will come to be Makari of those who were unfairly distanced, but not to be merachik those who were unfairly brought close. Rabbi Shimon is a third opinion, that Eliyahu is going to just take care of all the machlokos that we have in Shas, and the Chammar, a fourth opinion, that he's just going to make shalom in the world. And then in the first Mishnah, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, we learned that 3 days prior to an Avodah Zarah holiday, you shouldn't do business with Goyim, with the Yovdei Avodah Zarah, You shouldn't lend anything to them or borrow from them, whether it be things or money. You shouldn't pay back any loans. Rabbi Yehuda says you can get paid back from them because it's upsetting to them. But the Chacham say, no, you can't even do that because it's not upsetting to them. It's upsetting in the moment, but ultimately they'll be happy about it. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.